For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Husker Hoops playing tonight against Michigan, 6 p.m. at PBA. Well, by the way, be at Barry's from 3 to 6 p.m., one-on-one with DP and old school DP and Jay Foreman.
All
come
right.
on by.
All right.
Some, have some beers. Let's do some sports talk. Before we get to that, we do have a caller.
Oh.
I can't tell. This is Big Slim. Big Slim, you're on Early Break. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good.
Slim. Thanks for calling in, Slim.
Good. I'm going to go with a little devil's advocate here.
Okay.
A name that I haven't heard about from Oregon. Why not Scott Frost? He thrived when he was there as the offensive coordinator. His offense is based around the kind of speed that they have at Oregon. I mean, it's a name that I haven't heard, but Doug, I mean, he done good when he was there last time.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and let you guys talk. Have a good morning.
Yes.
Big Slim wants Scott Frost out of Lincoln.
Thanks for calling. I just don't know if he could sell it.
You can't.
To him.
You cannot sell Scott Frost to them.
15-28 in the overall. 15-28, 10-24 in the Big Ten. I just don't think you can sell that to the people of Oregon.
He's not sellable to them.
I hear you, Slim. And I had some people mention that actually yesterday.
That would be a very, very, very unpopular hire for Oregon fans. That's not happening.
Okay, let's talk about Michigan-Nebraska.
Yes.
And I got an exercise for you. It's going to be fun.
Oh, let's do that. Michigan-Nebraska again tonight, 6 o'clock PBA in Lincoln.
Okay, so you know how ESPN has team pages, and the Michigan team, on the team pages, they have a schedule. Don't look at it.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay, here's the exercise we're going to do. If you look at Michigan's team page, and you look at any team page, they have to abbreviate the names of the teams that they play.
Oh, hey, I got ready.
So here we go. And you can play along too, Harrison. I see you yawning. When you're yawning during our show, it makes me very self-conscious.
He does.
Are we that boring?
This is not new.
Are we that boring?
It happens all the time.
Do I need to liven things up? We can get in a heated
argument.
He
disregards it at 6:30 in the morning and people are waking up still. Tell me, go to their page.
Okay.
What we got.
Okay, this is some of the teams that Michigan played. I want to see if you can guess these. Okay, like I said, on the ESPN page, they have to shorten the names of the teams. And it's a bit of a challenge.
There is
I'm gonna
one
give you
you're
going
to try to tease me on that. I already know.
All right, so. I'm going to give you one. Okay, they opened against BUFF. You know what that is. Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo.
Yes, Buffalo.
The town that sucks.
The second game was against PV.
Prairie View.
Nice job. Okay, third game against Hall.
Seton Hall.
Yes.
And they lost that game.
Right. Fourth game against UNLV. Who's UNLV, Jake?
I think that's Nevada, Las Vegas.
Yeah. They did lose.
Rebs.
Yeah. They did lose to Seton Hall. That was their first loss. They beat UNLV. Then they lost to Arizona. Then they played TAR. TAR.
I think that one's Tarleton State. Right? Tarleton State.
Tarleton Texans. Tarleton Texans.
Yeah, and they were struggling with that team at halftime.
Yeah.
They were not doing well against Tarleton.
Okay.
Okay, now is where I stopped watching them.
Okay, then they then the other ones are easy for the most.
So you try to get me on Tarleton and Prairie View.
Yeah, yeah.
I got them both.
Okay, good job.
Flying colors, baby.
Yeah. Then they lost to UNC,
North Carolina by what 21 points, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they get blasted by UNC?
Yep. They lost 72-51, and it suddenly got cold in here. Why don't you get that heat on? It feels like we're in a meat locker.
It's 72 degrees in here. That's hot.
No, it's not. It's not 72 degrees.
It's like
in here.
71.
It's 52 degrees.
He's got a cold sweat or something.
No, I don't.
Just raised it up one.
It's okay. Then SDSU.
That's probably San Diego State.
Right. And sometimes, do you ever get, like, when you see on the ticker, do you think that, oh, is that
South Dakota State? Yeah. Usually on the ticker, it'll say SODAC State.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so they come off a win against South Dakota State.
San Diego State.
Yeah, San Diego State.
Nice try.
Yeah. 5-3. Are the Michigan Wolverines not having a sort of year?
Well, it's also early.
It is.
Juwan Howard, I'm sure we'll figure it out. But this is they're not exactly playing great basketball. If you want to play Michigan, you want to play them right now before they get going in January for the full conference schedule. These two games, these kind of teasers. This is I thought it was a good time to play Indiana too. Indiana just come off a loss to Syracuse, who is not very good this year, and you probably had a chance to win that game if you don't shoot 1 for 1,000 from three-point land in that game.
Uh-huh. So the big guys that you have to stop on this team are Hunter Dickinson, obviously the seven-footer, who's averaging 14.5 points.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It's a game and 8.5 rebounds. Hunter Dickinson's the big one. Eli Brooks, you know who Eli Brooks is? Guard?
Of course.
Average. Yeah, I thought you would. 14.5 points. Caleb Houston, I'm not really familiar with. I believe he's the very highly touted recruit that they brought in. Let me check. Yeah, he's a freshman. He was a highly recruited. Caleb Houston is a big-time recruit who's averaging 9.8 points and 4.6 rebounds. He's long. He's 6'8". I think this game is gettable for Nebraska.
It is. This is the time you want to play Michigan at home when it's still early in the season. They're not playing great basketball. They might be doubting themselves a little bit. You, of course, are at Nebraska, 5-4 following two straight losses. But you get a win. Get to 1-1 and go, beat Kansas State. Beat Auburn when you play them
next.
Yeah,
you're off to 0-2 in this critical December. You need to get one.
Yeah, and they really could have been 1-1.
Right.
NC State, that game was
absolutely
for the taking. Several times they just blew it.
Yeah, we talked about at length how critical the month of December is. They're off to an 0-2 start. Now, what you hope to see from Nebraska tonight is a big-time sense of urgency, right?
Yeah.
6 o'clock, it'll probably be a little later arriving crowd, but I imagine there'll be a lot of folks at PBA, right? It'll be heated up in there.
Would you like to guess the spread on tonight's game?
Yeah, I'd like to guess it. Michigan is
Michigan 5-3, Nebraska 5-4.
I'm going to say Michigan is a 7-point favorite.
Ooh, very close. Michigan is a 7.5-point favorite.
And I didn't know. I don't know what I'd do on that. That's a great spread because I don't know what I'd do if I was a gambler. What would you do, Jake? What would you do?
I just, and this sounds negative, I just can't bet on Nebraska right now. They don't shoot the ball well at home. They don't shoot the ball well anywhere. So everyone says, oh, it's back at PBA. I'd say, well, they haven't shot well here this whole season.
I just wonder a little bit about internal things, too.
Yeah, Matt Abdelmassi, of course, taking a leave of absence from the team.
I'm talking more about team chemistry.
Yeah, team chemistry has not appeared to be very strong
just
on
okay.
the court. even on the court.
Yeah, just okay at best on the court. That, and I don't know.
That's being generous, too.
Yes, it is. Can you beat Michigan with that? Maybe. You got to be hot.
Yeah, you got to make about 12 threes probably.
Yeah, they're going to have to shoot the heck out of
it. And they have not proven that's possible this
year. Well, they're shooting 27% from three-point territory over nine games. Now, the way Nebraska is going to beat a team like this is just that way, like you said. Now, that's not exactly rocket science. If they get hot from three-point line, you know, if
it'll be anybody.
You could say that about see, the problem with that, the problem with saying that, let's just drill down on that a little bit. The problem with saying that is you could say that about, there's 350 Division I teams. If 250 of those teams get hot, they could beat anybody. Right? It's kind of like that. So what's that mean? Yeah, if they get hot, they can beat you. Who cares?
Basketball is unpredictable.
Right. I mean,
team that shoot well can beat anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you saw Virginia lose to UMBC by 20 in the tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah. It doesn't. Now, I guess it means that you got hot on a night and that's good and you beat somebody. But if that's what you're relying on, just what, getting hot from the three-point line.
Are you
line?
A good team?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, just upset-minded? You just...
Right. Is that what is
you
that
expect
what this
to
is?
Lose? You're surprised when you win? That's a horrible way to operate. So expect to lose, surprised when you win.
Right.
Because you just got hot one night.
Yeah, I got hot. I mean, we got hot.
That's not a way to approach a basketball season. You got to find easier way to score than just hitting
well,
a bunch
of threes.
Well,
that's what I always say about like a guy like Hunter Dickinson. You get a guy like Hunter Dickinson, you don't have to rely on the three. You get a guy like Caleb Houston, you don't have to rely on the three. Right? Now, with Bryce McGowan's, you don't – Bryce McGowan's can do other things than shoot the three. He's not shooting a three at a high percentage. But he can score. He can score other ways. So can Verge, by the way. I don't really the issues aren't really those two guys so much. I mean, Bryce got to play better defense.
Bryce needs to be an alpha, too.
Yeah, that's your theme with him.
You need somebody that's going to be a killer on this team. You know,
Just a kid.
I understand that.
Verge is an alpha.
Verge has to make more shots when it matters to be an alpha.
No, he makes shots.
When it matters.
He's got to run
when
the team.
When it matters,
like an alpha.
They need guys to make shots.
He's got to run the team like an alpha. That's what I say, Jay. All right, you going to be there?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know yet?
No, have tickets. We'll see. It's game time decision.
Whether I'm there or not.
I will be at Barry's, though, from 3 to 6.
Okay.
Will you be there?
I'm working. Jake, there's a lot going on.
I know. You're busy with the coaching stuff.
And the coaching stuff. And we will talk about that at 7. What are we talking about next, though?
But by the way, it's ESPN 2 tonight for Nebraska, Michigan. Up next is Song of the Day. And I am curious, is there a place that you really want Adrian Martinez to transfer to? We'll talk about that next, an early break in the ticket.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.